The tiny little workout. Music is first and foremost. You cannot work out without music. Think of the beat of drums as the secret sauce of great armies. The drummers not only set the pace, but prevent the warriors from stopping. Start with the lightest dumbbells and start lifting and moving to the music. With song, beat, and drums in your ear, you will be too distracted to stop. But don't just listen to music. Move along with it. Dance. Invest your body into the flow, the structure of the song. Don't let your songs get stale either. Like batteries, songs lose energy, and rather quickly so. You need to refresh your playlist often, and you should try out different kinds of songs so that you don't get stuck with something that barely works. If for whatever reason you just can't, if people make fun of you or just make you uncomfortable, then make dancing your point. Tell everyone that you are learning how to shuffle dance, and then actually practice shuffle dancing and cutting shapes, but with dumbbells in your hands. You have to move to the beat of the music that you can't have a workout without. It won't work any other way. This is psychological trickery to make you forget about stopping, to help to push your body forward. And you may not stop during exercise. If you snooze, you lose. Exercise must be non-stop. It even looks wrong. Imagine yourself in an 80s workout video. Just kind of walking around or hanging around the stage. There you are, having turned a workout machine into a chair. A workout is non-stop. But there is, of course, one exception to the non-stop rule, and that is for when you are just starting out. Because you won't be able to go for very long, just like joggers can't go far at first. And just like joggers, you have to build up your endurance. Here, you just need an interval timer. Maybe consider getting one that vibrates so that it doesn't interrupt your music. And these little devices let you know when to start moving and when you can stop to rest. You set up your rest periods and movement duration yourself. You want to set the repetitions to last for about 30 minutes or so. At first, try 1 minute of activity and then 1 minute of rest, adjust as needed to fill a full 30-minute workout. When you can go on for 30 minutes or so, start shortening your rest periods and keep going until you eliminate them. Just like joggers, you will be able to do 30 minutes non-stop. Again, I highly recommend just dancing with dumbbells, but any kind of flexing and twisting will do, so as long as it is non-stop. Work out 5 to 7 days a week until you feel that you are going home too early, at which point double your workout duration. Just jump from 30 minutes to 60 minutes. Your body will handle it easily. It may take a while, maybe a year, but then you will be able to slap another hour, doubling your workout duration again. And when you get used to working out for 2 hours, you can add a third non-stop hour, especially if you are large. And if you are not, then 2 hours are probably more than enough. Please avoid sugar. It is not a good substance to be putting in your body. And eat different or mixed things, also avoiding high carbohydrate content. The result will be an athletic body and improved range of motion. The frequency and duration of your workout will ensure that you will be witnessing changes weekly. You will extend your lifespan by as much as 50 years. You will be able to jog long distances without getting tired. And of course, write strange little poems on the internet about how to do it right.